The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. Right now it is very dark outside. It's 11 o'clock at night, and the sun's rays are not shining down on us. The light that we have is artificial. It's man-made, created by people. If we were to turn off all our man-made lights, the world would appear to be quite dark. Our eyes would eventually adjust, but it would take some time. We've become accustomed to our artificial light. In many ways, our phosphorescent, neon, and fluorescent light is good. It allows us vision in times that we would not otherwise be able to see. Christmas is about light, true light, real light, the light that allows us to really see, the light that opens our eyes to a whole new world, an entirely different world, a world illumined by the light of Christ, not the light of man. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. That has been the hope of God's people since the prophet Isaiah uttered these words, and even before. It is still our hope today. Our world so often seems to be in darkness. There have been especially dark times, times of war and genocide, times of violence and murder. There's also a more pervasive darkness in our world. Darkness that encourages us to demonize each other, to make anyone who disagrees with us the enemy. Darkness that enters our souls and prevents us from seeing the light of Christ in others. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. That is the hope of Christmas. The hope that the darkness of our world will be dispersed by the shining light of the love of Christ. That once again, God will come into our world and we will be engulfed by the light of God's love. And then we'll glow with that light and spread it into our dark, dark world. Light and love are the themes for Christmas, and we are desperately in need of both. We are in need of illumination, not man-made, but God-made. And we are in need of love. Love so deep and so pure that it racks our hurting souls and brings healing and hope into our world. That's what we've been waiting for during the weeks of Advent, waiting for this light, desperate for this love. For some reason, this year, for many of us, it seems that we didn't wait at all. We didn't have time or take even one moment of time to prepare our hearts for Christ's re-entry into the world. I thought about this yesterday after hearing the fourth person gasp in surprise, "Tomorrow is Christmas Eve?" And what I thought of is the old children's game of hide and seek. Remember playing hide-and-seek outside when you were a child? Trying desperately to pull your elbows and knees in so they wouldn't be seen around the edges of the big oak tree you were trying to hide behind? Or rolling into a ball behind that prickly holly bush, the seeker would yell out, "Ready or not, here I come!" And the hiders would do everything in their power not to breathe, or so their hiding place would never be discovered. I've heard tales of sleuth and determined hiders who remained in their wonderful hiding places hours after all the others had been found and the game had ended. I was never that good at hiding. Maybe you were. The game of hide and seek is much like what the inbreaking of Christ's light and love is like at Christmas. Ready or not, here Christmas comes. Here Christ comes. Whether we're hiding or not, whether we're ready or not, whether we want to be found or we want to remain hidden, Christ comes here, where we are, and seeks us out, seeks each of us, seeks all of us. Christ comes looking for us to bring us out of our dark hiding places, urging us out of our well-protected places, shining his light and love over us. Some 2,000 years ago, love entered our world in a very real way, as an infant. As we sang before this service, love came down at Christmas. Love all lovely, love divine. That was the very real experience of the merging of the holy with the human. For the lines were blurred and the cosmic intermingled with the earthly. God and Mary, angels and shepherds. The heavenly and the human working together, working out God's loving act. And there was a star that illumined the way for the wise men. Light and love, all intertwined in this event. Light and love that spread over all the earth on this night. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. We too have seen this great light. We too have been washed in this light and wrapped in this love. There is no better gift that we can be given this Christmas than the gift of Christ who seeks us out, who searches for us in our deep, dark hiding places and reaches out to us in love so that we can enter a new way of life. There's a relatively new game that kids play these days that you might not be aware of. It's called Sardines, and it's the opposite of hide and seek, or hide and seek in reverse. In Sardines, all the lights are turned out, and one person hides while the others look for the person who is hiding. When you find the person who is hiding, you join them. So now two folks are hiding together. And then another person finds the hiders and joins them, and on, until everyone is united in one place. Until everyone is crouched into the small hiding space together. Until everyone is together. Sardines is a uniting game. It's a game that brings everyone together. Certainly, Christ's love and light are not a game. The inbreaking of love into our world cannot simply be reduced to a game of sardines, but there is something to the experience of uniting in love. There is something to knowing the life-changing experience of being found in the darkness and joined by one who shines light even in the darkest places. There's always a choice. We can choose to stay well hidden. We can refuse to see the light or accept the love. We can continue to walk in darkness and stay deep undercover, or we can accept the love, the outstretched arms of the one who came into the world in the middle of the night, ushering in a new way of life, a life of peace, of light, and of love for all. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. As we sing, shine, Jesus, shine. Fill this world with your Father's glory. We want to be found. We want to be brought out of our dark and lonely hiding places. We want to be reunited to you and united with each other. Let us see this great light. Amen.